This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A local educator harshly criticizes government's education reform plans. Government to extend operating hours for its mental health hotline as more people seek assistance. The National Union of Public Workers begins discussion on the restructuring of the Financial Services Commission. Two Guyanese nationals shot and killed in Suriname, and ceasefire talks in Gaza hit a stumbling block. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Chairman of the Barbados Union of Teachers Education Reform Committee, Dr. Ian Marshall, has harshly criticized government's plans to transform the education system. He was speaking during the BUT's Caribbean Teacher Talk under the theme 50 and Beyond at the Radisson Aquatica in St. Michael. Speaking on the topic education over the years, Dr. Marshall questioned the proposals and said that they lacked any real substance.
My critical evaluation of what has been foisted on us in the name of educational reform and what is now being proposed seems faddish and devoid of serious intellectual rigor and analysis. Long in political expediency, but short on contextual applicability.
What is the philosophy that will drive our educational reform effort? Today, I have heard words and catchphrases that cause the ear to tingle, but beyond that, they communicate no deeper meaning. But we are good at that in the Caribbean. A bright future for every child. Leave no child behind. Each one matters. House every last person. And I could go on. We continue to use PR and glossy brochures to obfuscate the policy churn.
He highlighted the Nordic education system, which he said has successfully gone through the process, and shared what he sees as best practices for the island's transition.
The policymakers were not running around Finland having launches for educational reform and deciding on mascots before the essential elements of reform were adequately contemplated or agreed on by stakeholders. They understood that educational reform or transformation was a process and not an event for public consumption like a gala. Like Finland, I would like to see our educational system grounded in equality and equity. I would like to see decentralized education that provides greater autonomy to principals to lead their schools. I would like to see us treat educational reform in that way. Stop asking primary, secondary, and tertiary institutions to limp along due to underfunding and place educational reform on a more sustainable platform.
Chairman of the Barbados Union of Teachers Education Reform Committee, Dr. Ian Marshall. Government is moving to extend the operating hours of its mental health hotline as they deal with an increase in the number of people seeking assistance. Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, tells Starcom Network News that the hotline, Lifeline Barbados, will become a 24-hour service very soon. He was speaking on the sidelines of the reopening of a gym at the psychiatric hospital in Black Rock yesterday.
You will know that we would have recently launched a mental health hotline, Lifeline Barbados. That facility is open to Barbadians every evening from 2 p.m. I'm expecting that there will be an expansion of those opening hours or available hours for the mental health hotline very shortly. We're expecting to be able to move that to 24 hours so that persons at any time of the day or night will be able to reach out to somebody where you have trained personnel who will be able to guide you through the conversation. And from all reports that I've received so far, the response has been extremely encouraging. We've had a number of persons who have reached out through the hotline, and those persons have been counseled. Many cases have been escalated to other healthcare practitioners and professionals so those persons can be addressed in whatever the concerns they would have manifested with at the time when they made the call.
He also announced plans for major changes coming in the Mental Health Act.
Beyond that, the government of Barbados is also right now working on a review and a revamp and a modernization of our Mental Health Act. That is obviously because the Mental Health Act as it stands right now is a dated piece of legislation. It's decades old and we need to bring it forward into the 21st century because things have changed, people have changed, and we need to make sure our legislation is in keeping with those changes that we're seeing amongst our people here in our society.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, is optimistic that workers at the Financial Services Commission will still have their jobs even as it commences a major restructuring exercise. NUPW's Deputy General Secretary Wayne Waldron tells Starcom Network News that discussions with the management of the commission began on Tuesday.
The National Union of Public Workers met with management of the Financial Services Commission on Tuesday, April 16, 2024, to discuss its transformation program. The transformation exercise involves the creation of new job descriptions, creation of new job titles, and amending the organizational structure. We are pleased with the cordial discussion and would have made it clear that our mandate is no one should be placed on the breadline. The NUPW will continue to work with management of the Financial Service Commission for the betterment of all staff and the organization as a whole.
Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron. Thousands of Barbadians have secured tickets for the ICC T20 World Cup cricket being hosted on the island. This was disclosed by Noel Lynch, chairman of the National Organizing Committee, during a media briefing at Oystins. He said that measures are in place to ensure that locals have the opportunity to partake in the event.
This Cricket World Cup must be a Cricket World Cup in which traditional Barbadian patrons must feel that they can get in and see it. So 1,000 tickets are being made available at a manual box office in the first week of May, so you can walk up and buy your ticket to a maximum of 4 tickets. But it's not too much to ask a stadium that seats 18,000 to have at least 1,000 tickets available to Barbadians. And let me also say, up to now, over 3,000 Barbadians have already bought tickets online to go into the World Cup. I don't have the breakdown of individual matches, where they're going, and that's up to date. Tickets are being sold every day.
He said efforts are underway to ensure small entrepreneurs benefit from the Cricket World Cup.
Barbadians must believe, from all walks of life, that they're integrally involved in the process, particularly when it comes to small business development. We've met with the Ministry of Small Business, we've met with Fund Access and the Trust Loan entity, and what we are trying to do is find as many ways as possible to engage smaller entrepreneurs, smaller developers in the World Cup. Barbadians must feel that they are part and parcel of any global event that's being held in Barbados.
Noel Lynch, chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the ICC T20 World Cup. Police in Suriname are continuing the investigations into the execution-style murder of two Guyanese nationals who were shot multiple times on Tuesday night. The men have since been identified as Jeremiah Smith and Oswick Brazilio, who were both suspected of being linked to murder cases in Guyana. Media stories indicate that they had reportedly been hiding out in Suriname. Guyana Police Crime Chief Wendell Blanham has confirmed that the Surinamese police force has informed the authorities in Georgetown of the double murder and that investigations are ongoing. And finally, Qatar's prime minister says indirect negotiations on a ceasefire deal and release of hostages in Gaza have largely stalled. Sheikh Mohammed Al Thani, whose country, along with Egypt and the United States, are mediating between Israel and Hamas, says talks were in a delicate phase. They have proposed a 6-week truce during which Hamas would free 40 women, children, and elderly or sick hostages. The U.S. accused the Palestinian armed group of being, quote, the obstacle to a ceasefire after it publicly rejected the latest offer over the weekend. Recapping the headlines, a local educator harshly criticizes government's education reform plans, government to extend operating hours for its mental health hotline as more people seek assistance, the National Union of Public Workers begins discussions on the restructuring of the Financial Services Commission, two Guyanese nationals shot and killed in Suriname, and ceasefire talks in Gaza hit a stumbling block. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.